It's the Black Friday sales event going on now at Redding Kia with unbeatable deals on every new 2018 and 2019 Kia in stock.
Get $3,000 in total Kia customer cash on a 2019 all-wheel drive 7-passenger Kia Sorento.
That's a Black Friday special. And there's 1,750 reasons to own a 50-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro. $1,750 in total Kia customer cash on the coolest crossover in California.
And wait until you see the all-new completely redesigned Kia Forte. You'll love it.
The 2019 Kia Forte, now turning heads everywhere.
Save your money for the holidays and make no payments for 90 days on approval of credit.
That's 3 months with no payments on a brand new Kia.
And every new Kia purchased comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations and America's best warranty.
You got that right.
It's on now. The Black Friday sales event ends November 30th, 2018. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Conservative, quirky, from the Fox News studios in New York City. Get ready for a fresh look at the day's events. It's the Tom Shalhoub Show.
Tom Shalhoub welcoming you. I don't get sick of this show. I hope you don't. Always an exciting new day, and I'm always looking forward to going over the issues that matter to us and hearing from you at 833-852-4866. We've got another day of important issues. Obviously, there's still, as far as headlines go, still recounts going on in Florida. That's exciting for the cable news business. Counties down there, Palm Beach, Broward County, not making their deadlines for the recounts, I guess. At least Palm Beach. Broward County completes their recount. That's the headline. So Palm Beach, I guess, it didn't make their deadlines, but then there were deadlines extended, et cetera. The president has voiced his opinion about recounts. He's voiced his opinion about many things over the past week. And now the new narrative seems to be that the president has become unglued since the midterms. That's what I'm reading a lot of in the mainstream press. As you know, I spend my morning looking over the print media. And then we see what's trending in cable news and everything else. The president's approach to the recounts, he's suspicious of them. Some of you as callers are also suspicious of the recounts in Florida. And the people are calling the president's approach to be conspiracy theorizing. However, people have called this show, and they've made similar charges that the president has. In fact, mainstream guys like Marco Rubio have been talking about shenanigans going on in Florida. Is he a conspiracy theorist as well? I'm wondering, my question to you today really is, who's more unhinged? Because they're playing the unhinged card with the president this week. There is a number of think pieces saying that insiders in the White House say the president is lashing out at everyone. He's angry because of the losses in the midterms. And the president denies that, certainly. He's tweeting out that everything's great. And that's apparently that's causing a lot of yucks on the Huffington Post. Donald Trump becomes Twitter laughingstock over envy of the world boast. Well, this is what he said. He said the fake news media goes crazy, always seeking to make us look as bad as possible, very dishonest. Nothing new about that, right? But he also said that the country, the White House, is doing just fine. It's running smoothly, he said. and then he said America is the envy of the world. I think a lot of people, the Donald Trump becomes Twitter laughingstock over envy of the world boast. He was saying that America is the envy of the world. Would you disagree with that? Would the Huffington Post disagree with that? he says that the White House is running smoothly, and people are saying that that is a laugh riot. Who's more unhinged, the president slash White House? Who is more on the edge here of insanity, or who is more unglued, unhinged? Pick your word. Here's the president's tweet. The White House is running very smoothly, and the results for our nation are obviously very good. We're the envy of the world. I don't know why that's so funny, the envy of the world thing. I think a lot of the headlines were portraying that as Donald Trump saying that his White House is the envy of the world. Obviously, he's talking about the United States. The White House is running very smoothly, and the results for our nation are obviously very good. I guess the economy, the jobs forecast, maybe the nation's security, take your pick. Foreign relations, he says the country's running smoothly. The White House is running smoothly, and the country has good results. We are the envy of the world, he says, but anytime I even think about making changes, the fake news media goes crazy, always seeking to make us look as bad as possible, very dishonest. So, you know, he's talking about he may be replacing some people in the White House, and the press is saying that it is mayhem, bedlam, and everything else. Also, he's tweeting out about the Mueller investigation. The inner workings of the Mueller investigation are a total mess. So he's saying Mueller is in chaos. They have found no collusion and have gone absolutely nuts. They are screaming and shouting at people, horribly threatening to come up with the answers they want. They are a disgrace to our nation and don't care how many lives they ruin. These are angry people, he says. Angry people in caps. Including the highly conflicted Bob Mueller, who worked for Obama for 8 years. They won't even look at all the bad acts and crimes on the other side. A total witch hunt. This is all caps now. A total witch hunt like no other in American history. Donnie Deutsch has said this.
In the sad event he does run and he does lose, which would be a happy event, it would be stunning what we would see. He would be a president going, I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving. Can I call the military? I mean, it is that. We have to look at this man. He really would do that. He would say, no, this is bogus. I'm still here. And even if they carried him out, he would turn to 50 million Americans and say, I'm still your president. And this is my new government. This is what we're dealing with.
Do you think that's what we're dealing with? Look, we have people who've called this show that think that the president is an authoritarian. I think we dealt with that issue as recently as yesterday. The idea is, the president hasn't been able to be authoritarian in office because he has so many checks and balances. Everyone will admit that, even people on the left. But they think that he has the heart and soul of an authoritarian. And, you know, my question to anyone who says that is, so what then? Who cares? Obviously, having the heart and soul of an authoritarian doesn't result in authoritarian policies because we have this wonderful set of checks and balances. So what's everybody so worried about? As usual, most of the complaints about the president are, in my opinion, cosmetic. Donnie Deutsch can't find any authoritarianism, so he is theorizing that maybe if he does run and then he doesn't win, there's so many things that can happen for this crazy scenario to happen. He does run, he doesn't win, and then he decides, oh, he's not leaving. Now, how would he manage to do that, to refuse to leave? And why would you even care, Donnie Deutsch, if there's a raving person in the White House who refuses to leave? It's pretty simple. If someone no longer holds the position of chief executive, but there's, in your scenario, he's stomping his feet and refusing to leave the building, it'd be very easy to kind of usher him out of the building, right? Wouldn't it, Donnie Deutsch? Is Donnie Deutsch being serious, or is he being unhinged? The president really is. He's trying to turn the tables on all of his critics. He's being criticized like never before this week as being, as going crazy. Unverifiable sources from within the White House have said that he's lashing out at people. And he is now saying that the Mueller investigation, he's using those very descriptions about the Mueller investigation, that they're crazy, that they're losing their minds. Which scenario do you think is more likely? That the White House is out of control and it's full of chaos, or that the president's critics are out of control and in chaos? Kellyanne Conway seems to think everything's fine within the White House. Kellyanne Conway's husband keeps starting anti-Trump groups. He's furiously writing editorials. I mean, who appears to be stomping their feet more? Kellyanne Conway's husband? Jeff Flake, who's now announced he will not confirm any judges until he gets his Bob Mueller Protection Act passed. Is that very rational? There hasn't been any indication that Bob Mueller needs protecting. He seems to be doing his job just fine. Everyone agrees he's doing what he wants to do. The Mueller probe is entering a new phase where he appears to be going after guys like Jerome Corsi and Roger Stone. He's already secured convictions. I don't know why this guy needs protection. He's going after now Randy Credico. This guy is a comedian that I know. Roger Stone. I don't know Randy Credico well, but I've done, back in the 90s, I was on different shows with him. And he's an interesting character, that's for sure. But now Mueller is going after Roger Stone, Jerome Corsi, and Randy Credico. I mean, if you know who these guys are, I don't know if you think that that is a, if this is a particularly serious phase in the Mueller investigation, or whether he's just trying to accumulate as many scalps, as many convictions, as many wrongdoings as he can before he submits his work that doesn't seem to have any collusion in it. Who do you think is more unhinged? And now we go to the old, this is what a dictator does. Can we go through a day in cable news where somebody doesn't say this is what a dictator does? I mean, the president could drink his orange juice, and they'd put, do a split screen showing Mussolini drinking orange juice in the same way, and they'd say, look at the way he drinks orange juice like a dictator.
He has single-handedly and with a great determination sought to undermine every institution in this country that we depend on. And if you go through the scope of history, the reason leaders do this is to take and gather power and become authoritarian.
Well, is that? I would agree with the first part of his statement that Joe Lockhart said. He is casting aspersions. He's casting doubt on a lot of the institutions, not that we rely on. I think that they rely on, that the institutions themselves rely on these institutions, the insiders, as they call them, the Beltway people, the Washington insiders, big corporate interests, which I don't like to use that term that often because I think big corporate interests are, by and large, they're kind of agnostic on politics. They just want to make money and they want to do whatever they can, but they'll take advantage of whatever swamp happens to be in power. And certainly they'll take advantage of Trump's tax cuts when he offers them. If Obama was in there and they had Obamacare, they would jump on that and they'd say, okay, I'm not sure if Obamacare is good for the economy, but it's going to be good for our company because we're going to be able to use it to cut costs in our company because we'll be able to push a lot of our employee costs off to the government, things like that. Businesses are agnostic and essentially amoral in many ways. They want the bottom line. A lot of people make the mistake of thinking big business is conservative. Oh, the halls of big business and the old Republican boys club. No, it's not. That's not really what happens. Business wants to make money, and they'll take advantage of the structures of government to do that, whether it's Democrats or Republicans. But the establishment media, the establishment politicos, they take advantage of these institutions, that the president is kind of, he is pulling back the curtain on these institutions. So I agree with the first part of Joe Lockhart.
He has single-handedly and with a great determination sought to undermine every institution in this country that we depend on.
And I don't, that we depend on, well, that, like I said, that certain people depend on. A lot of people feel those institutions are thwarting the will of the American people and they're not acting in their best interest. So yeah, he is, I don't know if he's destroying them, but he is trying to kind of lay waste to what people call the swamp. And I don't call swamp lobbyists for big companies. That's going to be there in Washington, whether you like it or not. It's going to be there through any administration. The president is casting aspersions on the establishment that thinks they know better than the rest of us. Now, then he goes on to say this. Well, I pause it, unpause it this way.
And if you go through the scope of history, the reason leaders do this is to take and gather power and become authoritarian.
The dictators and authoritarians, they want to control those institutions. The president wants to, I would admit he does want to weaken them, But the question is it in the service of being an authoritarian, or is it in the service of his stated goal, which is make America great again? That's his program, strong America, America first, making America to be not a sucker, not taken advantage of. 833-852-4866. There may be personal chaos in the White House. There may be. I mean, I might even give the Huffington Post that. But in that case, is it matched equally by Donnie Deutsch, who is creating conspiracy theories that are even weirder than anything the president could come up with? The president thinks some people might be voting twice in Florida. I don't know if he's right. If he is right, it's not happening on a huge scale, I don't think. But it's possible. I don't think that theory is weirder than Donnie Deutsch's theory of a man kicking and screaming, not willing to leave the White House. Who's more unhinged, the White House or the establishment that's calling the White House unhinged? 833-852-4866. 833-852-4TOM. We'll be back.
Give Tom your 2 cents. Call 833-852-4TOM.
833-852-4866.
Tom Shalhoub.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-6934 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-6934. Again, that's 800-318-6934.
If you suffer from heartburn or other digestive-related disorders, then there is a new, safe, better, and natural alternative to better digestive wellness and heartburn relief. Praxid not only provides relief of heartburn, but Praxid takes a 360-degree approach to support better digestion, protect you from harmful bacteria, and also balance your stomach to improve digestive functions.
We like to think of it as the multivitamin of digestive health.
It's the only product to combine all natural ingredients known for the digestive health properties into a single patented product. Praxid also comes in easy-to-carry packs. Praxid relieves, restores, and maintains a healthy digestive system. Praxid is available here for only $39.95. Shipping and handling is free, and your money back is guaranteed.
To take advantage of this special radio offer, call now 1-800-829-5688. That's 1-800-829-5688. Again, 1-800-829-5688.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Is that jolly old soul in the department store really Santa Claus? Let the magic of the season sweep over you as you find out with little Susan if Kris Kringle is who he claims to be or if he's just a lost soul caught up in the wonder of the holiday. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Miracle on 34th Street, written by Valentine Davies, directed by Jennifer Levins. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtime's Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinee at 2, November 17th to December 15th.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Tom Shalhoub, back with the Tom Shalhoub Show. The media now is certainly going over time on the Trump is unhinged narrative. And headline from the USA Today says it. Trump claims Florida voters wore disguises, latest in pattern of conspiracy theories. Well, it seems like something. You read that and you think, what's the president doing? He's talking about people in disguises? Is that true? That sounds a little weird, right? So, like most unsubstantiated claims leveled by Donald Trump, his allegations of fraud in the high-stakes recount in Florida started with a tweet. And then that was when he said there's a big corruption scandal in Florida. He said there are massively infected ballots and that Democrats are trying to falsify the election. Okay, so that is the start of what USA Today describes as a conspiracy theory. Now, let's take a look at the reports. Florida, Palm Beach recount is missing a substantial number of votes. It's a story on the Daily Caller by Amber Athey. And Palm Beach County is missing votes. The recount that they did came up way short. There's many, many fewer votes coming up in the recount, and officials don't know why. So is it a crazy conspiracy to say that maybe something weird's going on when you have, Palm Beach County, Democrats are recounting and people are in some areas, I don't know if it was Palm Beach, in some areas of Florida they found votes, in other areas they're having coming up with massive shortfalls. Now, maybe there's an honest explanation for this, but the fact that the president thinks that there's something weird going on when we know the history of Florida, is that really a conspiracy theory? So then he goes on to say this. He says that that the election, the people, it could, you know, they get in line. He was talking to the Daily Caller when he said this. People get in line, they come out, and they go back in. And they can put on a different hat and go back in. That's described as a conspiracy. Do you think that ever happens? I don't think there's massive voter fraud going on with people putting on hats and, you know, going in a circle. But an offhand comment like that in an interview is a way for the president to express his frustration with the fact that there are, on the Democrat side, people don't want anyone to have to show an ID when they go into the polls. That's the kind of thing I would say if I were having a bar conversation with someone. I would say, why would you not have voter ID? People could just go out to their car and put on a mustache and come back in and vote again. I'm not voicing a conspiracy theory. I'm giving you a reason why there should probably be IDs checked. Who is going crazier, the media or Trump? 833-852-4TOM.
purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We've been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. Governor Brown signed a bill to eliminate private bail. SB 10 needs to be stopped. It drew strong opposition from a wide range of groups, including crime victims, law enforcement, civil rights advocates, and public safety leaders. To help protect our community from SB 10, come down to Holly Bail Bonds. We're located at 1737 Plaster Street. Sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 on the ballot in 2020.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
The Department of Health and Human Services is seeking to define gender once again on a biological basis only, according to one's genitalia at birth. Now it's time to stop the madness of the sexual revolution and its unfair impact on female athletics.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon, on KCNR 1460.
Call 833-852-4TOM. That's 833-852-4866.
Tom Shillew back with the Tom Shillew Show. My question to you is, who's more unhinged, the president's critics or the president? We're given daily reports that there's chaos in the White House. It's usually based on anonymous sources within the White House or people close to those who are anonymous sources, or just the president's behavior as observed by people on cable news stations. Trump's mood takes a foul turn. He's pissed at damn near everyone, says CNN. This is a report. Okay, he's pissed at damn near everyone is the headline from CNN, and these are the contributing writers. Kevin Liptak, Jeff Zellini, Dana Bash, Gloria Berger, Kate Bennett, Jeremy Dimon, Caitlin Collins, Pamela Brown, Sarah Westwood, and Noah Gray. Those are the authors listed on the top of this article that only runs a couple of pages. It sounds like damn near everyone is contributing to CNN's articles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 people authored this report called Trump's Mood Takes a Foul Turn. And it's basically based on unnamed White House officials. Why do they have 10 people working on this thing saying Trump is in a rage? 833-852-4866. I read you the article from USA Today that said that the president is conspiracy theorizing. This is USA Today. Trump claims Florida voters wore disguises in latest pattern of conspiracy theories. But this is from the USA Today network in Florida. Systematic fraud in Florida election. The Naples News reports, I'm not sure how the Naples News is related to USA Today network, but I'll read you this. A day after Florida's election left top Senate races too close to call, a Democratic Party leader directed staffers and volunteers to share altered election forms with voters to fix signature problems on absentee ballots after the state's deadline. I got this through the Powerline blog. Posted this from the Naples News, and it says that in an email obtained by the USA Today network, Florida shows that Florida Democrats were organizing a broader statewide effort beyond those counties to give voters the altered forms to fix improper absentee ballots. This is being referred to prosecutors. Voter fraud. Who's the conspiracy theorist here? USA Today acknowledges that people are submitting altered forms, Democrat officials, to try to boost the Democrat vote, and they're saying the president's the one conspiracy theorizing? 833-852-4866. Jim in Waterbury, Connecticut.
How are you? Listen, it's typical Democrat news media. Hate Trump, resist Trump. They don't care about Trump. Trump is right on. Why aren't they upset about the fact that this woman is still running the show down there? Why isn't somebody going in there and saying, you know what, we can't – there's too much chaos every time you run an election. You need to go right now. Hand over. We'll take over from here. It's an absolute joke. The real conspiracy, the conspiracy. I want to know about the Russia conspiracy on the Democrat side. Why aren't we investigating Hillary, the fake dossier? Why aren't these people? See, the Democrats get away with everything, and that's the problem. People get away, especially the Democrats. Get away with everything, and nothing ever happens to them. Everything. Strzok, Page, Comey, break the law. We got a Secretary of State with an unprotected, not protected server. Are you kidding me? And nobody says nothing about that. It's absolutely amazing to me. People need to start being held accountable now.
Well,
we're in trouble.
Well, I guess we can start with Florida. Like you said, I don't know why these officials haven't been replaced. It's not something the federal government's going to do. Trump should probably keep his federal hands off of Florida, but maybe Rick Scott or some of the officials down there that are in power now can do something. But, yeah, I want to know where I think we're going to find out a heck of a lot more about Florida. First thing you got to do is get these recounts done. And, I think that they're going to do the Republicans will – continue to hold leads down there. There's just too many votes. Even if they are trying to make up votes, I don't think they're going to get them. But Jim, thanks for the call. I'm going to go with Jim thinks that the that the media is more hysterical than the president. And the essentially Trump's critics, Jeff Flake among them. Jeff Flake swears he's not going to vote on any judicial nominations. Why is Jeff Flake supposedly this, he's this principal guy. Remember he wrote the book, Conscience of a Conservative. It's all about his conscience. Do you think it's all about his conscience? Or is he grandstanding like he always does? 833-852-4866. This is what Morning Joe thinks.
Questioning the legitimacy of elections that you may lose or trying to stop the votes of people who may vote against you, that's not what we do here in America.
So, Johnny,
that's what happens in Banana Republic.
Oh, once again, the old that's what dictators do. I just read you the evidence that there is evidence of fraud going on in Florida. So I don't know why Morning Joe doesn't acknowledge that. And, hopefully they're going to find all this. They're not going to get away with it. But there are officials who are doing some shady things in Florida. And yet Joe Scarborough seems to think it's Banana Republic time when the president remarks on the possibility that it might be happening. Norman in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, how you doing? I love your show.
Thanks,
man. Just keep it up. Obviously, it's the critics that have totally lost the picture of what America is. And I'm really concerned. I'm really concerned because, we got to put the pressure on, any way we can, Florida to do the right thing here, the leaders, like you mentioned. But also, I have two kids, young, one's still in university. And I can't hardly understand how he, he's my son. I love him. He loves me. And we have a great relationship. But what a narrow picture these young people have of what's happening,
Are you going to be all together at Thanksgiving? Do you avoid these things at Thanksgiving with the family, or do you just kind of get into them?
I tend to avoid them, although I try to push a little bit, because you don't want to make, a family thing, too political, obviously.
Yeah.
But wow, it's extremely upsetting to see your children, think they believe that they have this broad picture. And it's because of what's happening at the levels of these colleges and universities. And how can we fight that? How can we get your radio, your show on? Man, wow.
Yeah, it would be great if I was broadcast on across all the campuses. But, Norman, thank you for the call. And I think that you don't have to, like I always said, there's a lot of people, they worry about their youth, and they worry about the kids going off to college and what they're learning. Things weren't much different when all you can do is give them the foundation. And then it's throwing them out of the nest time, and you hope they don't just hit the ground hard. I went to college, and there were plenty of teachers, I've talked about some of them on this show, that were very intent on indoctrinating me, and a lot of them were successful. You can look at my old diaries. I did quote some of my old diaries in my book, Mean Dads for a Better America, to show people that I was a young, hot-headed liberal. But after a while, the indoctrination stopped working, and I started reading other things, because when you're in college, you get exposed to all different ideas. I believed all my leftist professors. I thought that, Ronald Reagan maybe was a warmonger who was going to, get us involved in a nuclear war. I started reading other sources. I started opening my mind. I ended up coming back. I was probably a conservative kid, and I don't know. I mean, I wasn't really political, but the idea is, as a kid, I got a pretty good upbringing, a pretty good conservative upbringing, right? Then you become liberal in college. What I'm saying is oftentimes they'll find their way back. 833-852-4866. Robin Flint.
Yes.
Hey.
Hello.
How you doing, Rob? What do you think's going on in Florida? I'm looking here that there appears to be actual news reports like Naples News reporting on efforts of fraud by Democratic officials, but the president is being called a crazy person for saying that there might be fraud.
Oh, I don't think he's crazy at all. Here in Michigan,
My wife and a couple other relatives work the polls. They've actually witnessed people that come in, and they swear they came in 3 to 5, 6 times sometimes, looking like the same person over and over, just wearing something different.
And what would they do in that case? If that were the case that they went through and you know, tried to be a different person, what would they do? Come up and then just give their name verbally, and then they let them go, take another ballot?
Well, here in Michigan, you have to show your driver's license.
Yeah.
So obviously they would have to have a fake ID. But she also came up with a brilliant idea. Why not have people get stamps on their hand that won't come off for 24 hours, so to speak?
Yeah, like the obviously that's what they did in Iraq. Remember the purple fingers?
Yeah.
Purple fingers. Yeah. I don't know. The purple fingers seems like a little third worldy to me. Like I would be embarrassed to have to do the purple fingers. And the other thing I don't like about that, Rob, is that for the I'm definitely not into vote shaming. And then the purple fingers could be used for someone, you know, if I came into work here and I hadn't voted, and because I didn't have my purple finger, people would say, "Oh, Shalou, you talk a good game, but you didn't vote." I feel like you could use that to shame people.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
but there's got to be a way to pinpoint the people that have already voted. So they can't do that.
Oh, absolutely. And I think the voter ID thing is a no-brainer. I would think if they have an ID thing and the thing you want is, I mean, I'm in a big city. I don't know how you could do voter fraud in my district in the Bronx, because I go in there and there's 4 or 5 little old ladies. I say that respectfully because they are older, and it's mostly women who do these volunteering at the polls. God bless them. You go in. I don't even know if we – I don't think we have to show an ID, but they know me anyway because it's a big – in the neighborhood, they say, oh, there's that weird guy that we see, you know, with the long raincoat. I come in there, and my name is there, and I have to sign my signature next to my signature, and it's supposed to match, and they look at it. So I wish we had voter ID across the board. I think people should have to do that. Like the president says, you got to show an ID to get in here. You can't even be a guest on my radio program without an ID. So I'm for that. I also think you should have to sign your name. And I think that if you had voter ID and you have the poll that the you know, you have responsible people and the polls are there's enough of them so that there's not huge long lines, I would think that voter fraud would not be a problem. I think that most of the shenanigans happens in the counting process. Thank you for the call, though, Rob. 833-852-4866. Yeah, that's why I would say to the president, I don't think the argument of a guy walking out and putting on a different outfit and coming back in, that's not the chief problem with voter fraud, is people going in and out over and over. I think a lot of the voter fraud is what you see is happening in these recounts. But nevertheless, I think we should have voter ID across the board. And I don't know why that it's not hurting Democrats. You know, everyone knows Democrats are against voter ID because they think that their people are the ones that are less likely to have IDs. I think it's rather condescending. If I were a Democrat voter, even like, if I were a low-income voter, I'd say, you know what, I can stop condescending to me. I can get an ID, and if I don't have an ID, I can show up like you do to the cable company, and you show up with a pay stub and a utility bill, and you can prove who you are. 833-852-4866 is the number. 833-852-4TOM. Who is, you know, the answer might be Tom Shalhoub. It might be me. That I'm the unhinged one. But I'm trying to give you two choices here. Who is more unhinged, the president or the media? We'll be back.
Get Tom's book, Mean Dads for a Better America. Just go to TomShalhoub.com and order your copy today.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-225-9306. That's 800-225-9306.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-225-9306. That's 800-225-9306.
Call today.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785. Again, 1-800-545-0785.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Socks, socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American made. Now these socks are so soft, they feel like silk. But they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it,
home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
Tom Shalhoub, back with the Tom Shalhoub Show. I love these headlines I already read you. Trump claims Florida voters wore disguises. President Trump, this is in Time magazine, President Trump claims voters change clothes to cast multiple votes. Trump's latest make-believe about voter fraud, Dems change shirts and then vote twice. I read you the quote from Donald Trump. He said in the Daily Caller, do you think that was a hysterical interpretation of what he said or an accurate one? And do you think the press, always famously accusing the president of prevaricating and of exaggerating, and of outright lying. Do you think the press does more of it than he does? I just gave you a good example right there. 833-852-4866. Mike in Austin, Texas.
I think a lot of the confusion on the election results stems from the fact that those state laws control the federal elections. And so that when there is a contest in a particular state, you have to spend about a week boning up on what the laws the voter registration laws and counting laws are in that state.
Yeah, I do like states' rights. I like the idea of states running their own thing in almost all cases. I want the states to run their own schools. I want them to run their own, you know, law enforcement, things like that. Do you think the feds should have a uniform system of voting and come in and take over it?
No, I don't think so. I think there's a compromise there. You have what's called the Uniform Commercial Code, which governs contracts, and each state can adopt the Uniform Commercial Code, which almost all of them have, and then tweak it according to their own needs. But then you get, and you basically have a platform that you can evaluate the how the elections are being conducted. There isn't any question that Broward and Dade counties have consistently manipulated the votes. That goes back to Jack Kennedy and Illinois and Mayor Daley withholding the vote until they knew what the vote was downstate. There's a famous story about the Kennedy people coming from the calling from the Kennedy compound in Hyannisport, and after Jack had gone to bed, and they asked how's the election going, and he said, "Tell the president we're still counting."
Yes, yes.
And they knew exactly what that meant. They were going to count it until they got a count that would favor Illinois. They did exactly the same thing in Texas, which at that time was nominal Democratic state, but LBJ and JFK were not particularly popular in Texas. LBJ was, without Brown and Root, which became Halliburton, he would have never.
Also, yes, and that was that's well known, and Nixon knew it at the time, and a lot of people think Nixon should have made a stink, and he said for the good of the country, he's not going to say there was – he knew the shenanigans happened, but, you know, obviously a very different time. And
Nixon was a little square from Yorba Linda.
Yeah.
He was not – Nixon and Kennedy had offices just down the hall from each other, and Kennedy knew that – Nixon took public policy seriously.
Yes,
and
it's
Nixon knew that Kennedy didn't. That's one of the reasons Nixon wanted to debate Kennedy, because he knew that if something like Quimoy and Matsu came up about national security, that Kennedy would look like a deer in the headlights. Kennedy didn't know anything about public policy. Actually,
Mike, we got to do it.
I was closer.
I should have you on sometime to talk about this whole Kennedy Nixon thing. You got a lot of information, but that was a fascinating election. And a lot of people know that shenanigans happened with Mayor Daley. Thanks for the call, Mike. 833-852-4866. We are going to talk about some big issues in the next hour. Big metaphysical stuff on the Tom Shalhoub Show.
Looking for opinion done right? Then go to FoxNation.com and pre-order right now. Fox Nation is the new streaming subscription service that will have exclusive daily shows, incredible documentaries, and must-see on-demand programming. That's the perfect complement for every Fox fan. Plus, go to FoxNation.com, pre-order now, and get one-of-a-kind exclusive merchandise. Available now, but for a limited time only. Don't miss your chance to become a founding member. Go to FoxNation.com and pre-order right now.
Fox and Friends.
We're waking up America, and we're telling them what's going on in the world. And that is such an awesome responsibility, but it's fun. What we're trying to do is not only telling you what's going on, but the backstories.
We're able to tell the folks at home, hey, this is important to you. This is why you need to listen. We have a great, honest conversation about what's happening in the news.
When people meet us, when they see us, they feel like they know us, because guess what? They do. The only way to be successful on Fox is to be yourself.
Fox and Friends on Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding.